This DYM podcast is brought to you by LeaderTrex. Go to serve, return, ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone. And through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They'll bring back that leadership and confidence to your youth ministry, and it will make a difference the rest of the year. Learn more and sign up at LeaderTrex.org. And since we love DYM, listeners get 10% off resources by using the code DYM10 at LeaderTrex.org.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Download Youth Ministry Podcast. Doug Fields here with Mr. Supertone, Jason, the senior pastor,
Hello,
Carson,
Doug.
The queen of all youth ministry, Katie Edwards, junior high pastor extraordinaire, and Josh Griffin.
Great to be with you.
Co-founder of Download Youth Ministry, Big Shot, cover of Youth Worker Journal.
Yeah, like debonair
speaker.
Wearing sure glasses, looking good.
I know.
Looking debonair.
I just
is it dusty outside?
I couldn't put my contacts on today. My eyes were like, nope, don't do that.
Really?
So
Every once in a while wear glasses late at night at Del Taco when we meet.
That's true.
But that's about it.
And on mission trips.
Missions trips, they always come out. Del Taco, they come out. But I don't wear my glasses a lot. I like contacts.
No, I can see why.
Okay. First it's the hat. It's the hat, now it's the glasses.
No, you wear glasses.
When have I ever made fun of your hair?
You wear glasses way better than a hat. Anyway, you guys, we have so much to talk about.
We're in a new location, first of all.
Well, let's start there. Because I wish we could, maybe we'll do some still shots on the blog about where we are. But we are in the beginning stages of our new studio.
It's exciting.
It is really exciting.
Yeah.
And well, based on their shot, they can't tell
Not
at all.
Not real exciting.
But if you saw the drywall right there and the drywall right there.
Well, they're going to put a TV right there.
We're going to have a... We're going to have a TV behind us so that our sponsor ads can go through.
That's
if we
exciting.
Want to Skype somebody.
Speaking of sponsors, Doug.
And then over there, we're going to have a backdrop for our video training.
Oh, yeah. Monthly video training for members.
Awesome. Download Youth Ministry members.
A waterfall. Into the podcast.
Yeah. What do you think?
That sounds magical.
Well, a foot washing station right over here.
Yes.
We actually, right there in the kitchen, is going to be the little tiny ice.
Yes.
Like Chick-fil-A?
Pebble ice, bro.
Crushed ice.
Yeah.
I love
Sonic
it.
Sonic ice.
It's going to be so great.
AM/PM ice.
So great.
AM
anyway,
ice.
You guys, we have a primary sponsor called Orange.
We love Orange very much.
Orange. Katie just got off the road from Orange.
Yes, that Orange tour.
Where
so
you were in
amazing.
DC?
I was in Virginia.
Virginia?
Richmond, Virginia.
Where was I, Katie?
You were in Boston?
Nope.
No.
Pennsylvania. You were there too, Josh.
I was.
We met up with some guys from the DYM 100.
So fun.
I did Seattle a couple weeks ago. I'm heading off to Kansas City.
Oh, wow.
We're part of the Orange Tour.
Jet Setter.
We're always telling people about the XP3 middle school and high school curriculum.
Yeah. Oh, so much
if
good
you're
stuff.
Looking for a comprehensive, awesome curriculum for your youth ministry, go to
DougLovesOrange.com.
Orange.
That's right.
Is Doug, I think that's still a thing, right? I haven't looked in a while.
I haven't been there in a long time.
Producer Elliot is on his phone.
Hey, so let's do this. Let's have a cameo by Allison. Allison, if Elliot's the producer, what are you?
Yeah.
Thanks. High fives.
What are you?
I don't know. The president?
We're going to go ahead and write the sponsors.
On the wall.
This is awesome.
Yeah. With a Sharpie.
That's the way to do
wow.
it. And I love that it's in orange.
She
planned it.
Yeah.
Allison's intention.
You can't see it? Let's use black.
Black one here. Try this.
There's Elliot popping off back there.
Yeah.
No,
Elliot just won't shut up.
Allison, we're going to need you to do this.
Actually,
do it this way.
somebody wrote in and talked about Elliot. They said, this guy who wrote in, his name is Elliot. He said, ever since Elliot started producing the show, he goes, I'm getting so confused because you guys mention him. I think you're talking to me.
Yeah,
oh,
we are.
That's funny.
We are.
I love it.
Allison, I'm sorry, but it's still behind Doug's head.
All right.
Oh, it's got to go higher?
Yeah, go higher, Allison.
Higher.
So, hey, Allison, while you're back there, why don't you also write down leader treks? Write them in smaller letters,
Elliot?
Because... They don't pay as much to be a sponsor,
secondary sponsor, yeah.
Yeah. But LeaderTrex,
write them smaller. Not too small.
The office gang, I guess.
Go to serve, return ready to lead. On a LeaderTrex mission trip, you'll serve and get out of your comfort zone. But a huge added benefit is that through the program, your students will learn how to lead. They will bring that leadership and confidence back to your youth ministry and will make them a difference. It will make a difference for the rest of the year. Learn more at leadertrex.org.
That's
leadertrex.org.
You know what? This is also a big day because this is our first show, 301.
Yes. 301.
With Azusa Pacific University gone.
Oh, we have an open secondary sponsor. Should we make one up? Ooh, I like a no sign on it. Like,
I mean, have you guys talked to Del Taco? They might want to produce the show.
That's amazing.
Well, listen to this. Okay, they might not sponsor the show, but they did give Doug a Del Taco tumbler. Do you have it with you?
I have it in my car.
It's a Del Taco stainless steel tumbler.
Well, after we did DYM 100, we took all 100 youth workers there to say, here's where it started, the whole bit. They were so excited. They had three people from corporate there, the whole bit.
It was incredible.
And the next day when I was in there, I'm doing my thing in my office booth, and the guy comes to me and says, thank you so much. Can you have Allison's email address? And did he ever write you, Allison?
No.
Oh.
But I look forward to it.
Yeah. But he handed me a Del Taco tumbler, like a coffee thing, which, I haven't had a cup of coffee in my life. But,
But you fill
a little
it with
tumbler,
Diet
Coke. And it has Del Taco on, and he gave it to me like I was winning the Nobel Peace
like
Prize.
Like
he was.
It's that level.
So excited. He really was.
It's a big honor, man.
He was so excited.
Oh, dude, I can't believe you got a Del Taco tumbler.
Oh, yeah, big deal.
So
hey,
cool.
So Youth Ministry 360, they are another sponsor. Give away a huge prize during Podcast 300. They did. And Josh, you're speaking to Generate in Colorado for them.
Yeah, actually, Les from YM360 emailed today and said, hey, we're featuring you in our newsletter. And they are killing the camp game. Generate camps from YM360. Check it out all over the country. Actually, not in California yet, but they're working on that. As far west as Colorado, big fans of YM360. They're running a sale right now on some of their
good
resources. You'd
think if they were sharp,
too.
They'd do a camp in California and have it sponsored by DYM.
I agree.
Hello.
Or Azusa Pacific.
Yeah, Azusa would do that too. But
you were in the newsletter?
So here's the deal. We're open.
Oh, no Tumblr. No YM360, I could use a Tumblr.
We're actually, we're open for a fourth sponsor. So.
Okay, so.
That's encounterchurchmv.com.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on.
Look out.
Producer Elliot.
You know.
Katie's microphone.
Elliot, you're going to be on camera now. Well, at least your butt is.
Yes, ladies.
Pull a Natalie right here.
All right, so here's the deal. People are listening.
Elliot at
people
five,
are listening
five, five.
To this for the first time are going to go, I am never listening to that.
Yeah, 12
again.
Minutes later, they're like, forget it. I'm
so,
out.
So here's the deal. Let's talk a little bit about DYM 100,
okay.
This show.
Yes. Okay.
Because in this show, we'll talk about it. I'll read the questions from DYM 100. And then next show on 302, Katie, you're going to be on a lot because we're going to talk about volunteers. We're talking about small group leaders. We're going to read the answers that people send in about how many days off they get during the year.
Ooh,
but in this show, we haven't even debriefed DYM 100.
No. It was incredible. Can I start? May I?
Please.
I loved it. It was so fun.
I love that you attended it.
It was so cool. I was honored to be there. The bottom line is, I mean, since 1990-ish, I've been involved in youth ministry. Mm-hmm. And I've been to tons of conferences and camps and sessions and workshops and whatever. I've never seen something this fun and seen the attendees have this great of a time.
That's
cool. It was world class.
It was so amazing.
Guys pulled out all the stops. Unbelievable. If anyone went, their life is better. It really is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Can we get a quote of that?
That's
incredible.
That should be a sticker.
No,
that should be a sticker.
It was fantastic. It was phenomenal.
If you went to DYM 100,
your life is better.
Yeah.
I actually would agree with that.
No, it was the funnest few days that I've ever had doing youth ministry, talking shop, laughing, playing. It was great.
And there were some deep conversations all over. You keep on seeing it. It was
really challenging stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really challenged my thinking on a lot of things. It was really fun.
The fact that we went after a few topics that everyone knows are really important youth ministry, but just they aren't having them.
Yeah.
And I really appreciated, in particular, there was a session on pace that I thought was really healthy and wise from Alan Fadling.
Who wrote the book Unhurried? The Unhurried Life, and also new one called Unhurried Leader.
Yeah.
It's not out yet.
Mike Erie did a session on homosexuality and the church's response to that just felt alive and refreshing and wise and in process and still figuring it out. And I just love that. Those are two very press, and there were many more really great sessions.
Yeah, we
those
had like 12 content sessions, which yeah. probably, I don't know if we're ever going to do it again because we lost a lot of money on it.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It was great.
It was
great. It was so fun.
We bought too many t-shirts and gave away too many books.
That's how we run the DYM. We kind of run it into the ground.
I had five.
You always have to do everything twice. Don't you feel like it?
I don't know. Allison did all the hard work. We got to talk to her about it.
She's got to charge a little more.
That's,
I'm telling you,
that's probably true.
Yeah. The whole week, Fields is like, "You only paid, $2.99 for this," and I'm like, "Fields, it was $1.99. They didn't even pay."
Ah, no wonder.
Yeah, no wonder we lost our
Which
shirt.
Included all the food. I had 5 youth workers stay at my house.
Dude, yeah. The people that were staying in host homes even had the most wonderful experiences.
Yeah.
I mean, swimming in your pool with 100 youth workers, eating KFC, it was a great week.
It was great.
It was.
Don't put that on a sticker.
No, put it on a sticker. KFC will change your life.
It'll make it better.
Yeah, the food kind of ended on a low.
KFC?
I mean, yeah,
I disagree.
Yeah. Well, part of it was a theme. We have a Kentucky office.
Oh.
DYM Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so it was a little bit of a theme for that meal. I'm not supposed to give all. In case we do it again, Josh.
Oh yeah, we shouldn't spoil it all.
Shouldn't give all the stuff away, but. It was great.
Multiple shirts, giveaways.
So here's a picture that you guys can see. Maybe we can put this on the site as well, Josh, the blog. It's, it says, DYM members wanted to play the old game, quote, take stuff from Doug's house. Now, this was before Katie's time and your time.
Way before.
I remember it.
From the show?
Yep.
When Josh
and, this is early.
Josh and Matt and I would steal stuff from each other's house when we were over there.
Yeah, you try to secretly steal something that you don't think will be noticed and maybe it would appear later. Or
it was like a lot of our bits. It didn't work very well.
We did it for a long time, though. Yeah,
so these guys, cute. There's 6 youth workers. They have a picture in front of my house. We wanted to throw the frozen cheese in the shrub, but we decided to put it back. Unfortunately, there was an accident and it dropped and busted open. So now Kathy, which is my wife, now owns a bag of open cheese in the freezer. Sorry, Kathy. We blame McGill.
Always works.
Oh, it was so Always great being works. With McGill again, too. Oh. That was so fun. Oh,
well, if you are listening McGill. To 301, podcast 301, you need to go listen to...
Oh, listen to 300.
The live show.
Yep.
We didn't really answer any questions, but we had everybody from the beginning. We had
awesome.
Natalie, who was our graphic designer back then,
yep.
who had really, she told me she had no idea. She thought we were all just getting together.
Gonna have dinner or something.
Like she just thought we were kind of doing a reunion type deal.
It.
Now, Allison, was that because we didn't give her the details or because she's a little bit dumb? We didn't give her the details. Okay, Allison's fault. That's
Allison's
great.
Owning that. All right.
And so she showed up, and McGill was there. McGill was in rare form.
He was. That
was his
show.
Fun.
Yeah,
it was fun.
We had a highlight video that Elliot put together.
I loved that.
Is that available on the site, Elliot?
We should make that available on the site.
Sure.
Yeah.
Send it my way.
Yeah.
That's so great that you just fun. Say sure like that. How wonderful.
He's totally that guy.
You should already have it.
Oh, it's in episode 300?
Oh, great. Great, thank
okay.
you.
Well, if we maybe when we launch the new blog, we can
maybe
promote
so.
The podcast that way.
I don't loved think
we haven't talked about the new blog yet. You can't see anything yet.
We got a lot. We're in a new studio.
Yeah.
Look
at
stuff's
this.
Happening.
This is what's
stuff's
new.
Happening.
Stuff is
sponsors
happening.
Written in Sharpie on the
stuff
wall.
All right, so this is a little bit of the. We're not going to relive the DYM stuff, the DYM 100, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
You
had
and I
be there.
Jumped on the road afterwards.
We did.
Allison went on a little vacation weekend, so this week's staff meeting. We weren't together to even talk about it, so we haven't debriefed it yet, but we had a great, great time. The people who came were just perfect.
Changed lives. Changed lives.
Right. And thank you all for being a part of it.
Yeah.
Please don't read my name. This is from Ronald Long. Just kidding. My question is this. After attending the DYM 100, how am I supposed to go to any other youth pastor conference again and not be utterly disappointed from their lack of gold medal metal, M-E-T-A-L. It's called metal, Ron. Gold
a
medal
lot
Olympians,
is two words.
UFC fighters, mystery bus trips, ridiculous number of free books, great content speakers, youth minister hang time, the sparkler carrying belly flops into Doug's swimming pool.
Come on.
Seriously, guys, thanks for a great conference. It was awesome to hang with my heroes in student ministries and get to see the heart for students and youth pastors. See you soon, but probably not at the DYM 100 because Fadi won't let you do this again.
That's true.
That's true.
Thanks for stopping by.
Lose money. This is from Josh Riffle. Doug, Josh, Jason, and Katie, I want to take a minute and thank you for hiring Allison.
Aww.
He then says, I hope that made you guys laugh. She did an amazing job at putting together the DYM 100, and I am thankful for all that she did. Thank you, Doug, Josh, Katie, and Jason, for being the brains behind DYM 100. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with a disease that my family and I never saw coming, and needless to say, it's been a rough 2 years personally and professionally. My health is back to normal. While attending the DYM 100 gave me a chance to step back and laugh at Chip's small group stories. Chip is our customer service guy, also a volunteer youth worker
His
for many years.
His stories are unreal.
I'm not even sure they're true.
Never let the truth get in the way of the story.
Eat some good food with some friends, make new friends, sit in Fadi's awesome car, learn from world-class speakers and leaders, and most importantly, rest and reconnect with Christ.
Oh,
I hope
awesome.
You guys organize the DYM 100 again. If you do, please let me know so I can come back as a participant. If I cannot come back as a participant, I would love to help serve.
Oh, that's rad.
Wow. Yeah. Well, if we do one again, these 100 can't come back.
No.
No.
But they could come serve for free.
Yeah, I like the idea of him coming back and serving like a...
Like a
first
host.
10 people to email in. Get like, to come for free. DYM100.com.
No, they still have to pay. Remember, we lost thousands of dollars. No, they have to pay.
Yeah, they could be like
$500.
The work crew.
Yeah, the work crew.
Allison could have a work crew. Yeah.
Send your emails in, folks.
You know,
work crew.
I like it. We have new event interns that we're hiring.
Well, here's the deal. What people may not know is the DYM 100 people, these all applied to come.
Yeah, you had to apply and be selected to join. Yeah.
This is from Travis Welch. I want to thank you so much for the opportunity and time. It was incredible. A few of the guys and I hung out on Saturday, really decompressed together and everything we had experienced. My takeaway was I got to see all of you heroes of what we do, genuinely live out your love for Jesus, how you treat us, but even more how you That's treated cool. your team. God is preparing me to plant a church, which means like Jason, I will become a lead pastor.
Wow.
I want to try to treat my team with such authentic love and care as you do. Thank you for living that out and doing it in front of us. Side note, it was totally awesome meeting Chip. I really like that guy.
This is cool. Fantastic.
Yeah, I remember Travis. Yeah, good guy.
Here's here's a question from Mark Phillips.
Great
Mark,
guy, poor judge of character.
I really love my team at DYM 100. I'm still sad my phone died and I couldn't get a movie trailer voicemail.
Oh,
I love telling people all about it.
What a miss.
We're giving away everything for the guy that says we shouldn't give it all away.
Yeah.
We don't even know if we're going to do it again, but just so you know, were you there at the night?
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
That was so awesome.
The number one
in the world.
Yeah.
Dude,
world.
So cool.
In the world.
Josh,
where no one calls you back.
You geeked out when you met him.
I geeked out so
Jason
hard.
Carson
the number one and number two voiceover people in the world were there at the DYM 100 hanging out. And just to hear them, and they're like, no big deal. Like, oh, you know, we used to drive to LA and now we set up a little studio in our house. And one time I recorded something in the Mediterranean for a Shark Tank, and I'm like, I love you. It was so cool.
What I was trying to tell somebody about, and I couldn't remember. He said he's done 30,000.
Yeah.
Did he say 30,000
like
or 10,000?
Yeah. No.
Oh, I think it was
30,000.
30,000 movies.
It's
crazy.
Don't return phone calls. One man will call you back. Jason Carson is the man who will call you back. Rated R for return your call.
Is that incredible?
Unbelievable.
Is that incredible?
Way to pull that out.
Yeah.
Dude, that was clutch.
Can we give Jason some
Jason
executive
was
producer
first
privileges?
In line.
Just regular producer.
Okay.
Elliot's a
little. Well,
So anyway, here's what Mark says.
He's used to executive.
Our student ministry has grown quite a bit in the last year. We're running out of space in our meeting room. A little bit of context. We have a designated youth room. It was originally built as a theater, tiered rows, stage, no options for changing the physical layout. The room is on our activity center, two-story gym with classrooms, weight room, etc. We have a couple options for our next step, but I wanted to hear from you on some things that I need to make sure we do in the process of change. Regardless of our choice, change will happen. I'd love some wisdom from you all in helping think through some of the details. Thanks for what you do.
Great. So they're
redoing the
out of their space in their meeting room, but they have a designated youth room that was built as a theater.
That's cool.
What are some overall principles about a room? Let's go there.
Well, I think something designed in rows isn't relationally as strong. So you just need to know that you're going to have to work a little harder on relationships, because when you're around a table or in circles or whatever, you're going to have some built-in dynamics for communication. It is stage-focused, which is really nice. If you have something that you want people to pay attention to, everyone's chairs are facing the right direction. I think that's good. You just know that you're going to have to work harder to connect with people. You know, your volunteers don't have a place to land because there's not a table, there's not a zone or whatever. And people getting in and out are going to be really disruptive in rows too, or maybe a table you can kind of sneak out. There's a little more room. So yeah, I think just know you got to work harder.
Yep.
A little something.
I think if you have a chance to speak into it, trying to do non-permanent seating. So if there's a way that it's you know, chairs can be moved in and out, even if it's tiered, you can, you know, I don't know. I just, if there's a way that you can change up the space if you want to. You know, Josh and I had really different rooms. He had permanent seating and I have more multi-use space where I can move things around a lot. And as much as I love your room because it's nicer and more state of the art.
Yeah,
and
acoustics
awesomer,
are so solid because it's so only for meeting.
And
yeah.
I'm in a gym, you know, but I do like the freedom to be able to change things around. If I want to do tables, if I don't, rows, floor, I just have some options. So I don't know if there's a way to just suggest space that has options.
Yeah, I like that.
I think lighting's important too.
Lighting is important.
Yes.
Good lighting that's can be.
Yeah, I always want the front row as close to the speaker as possible. Mm. And I don't know if that's everybody, but for me, I hate that gap between where I'm standing with a music stand teaching people, and then I feel like the first row is so far away, and then by the time you get to the last row, you can barely see them, because even five rows or ten, you know, all of a sudden they're looking over people and it's clumsy. So I would say keep the people as close as possible to the stage. It feels intimate, closer, better attention. Also, look for spots where kids would hide and make out in your room and get rid of those spots.
Multi-use is of your space.
I would just add, just prioritize, make sure you know what your ministry wants to do and make sure you make space for that. Sounds
like
he's running out of room. Sounds like he doesn't have much room to do with, you know, it at all. And so you got to think that's a priority, the people and what you're trying to do and what you're trying to build. So
yeah, such an exciting thing that growth is happening.
Yeah,
so
I
what
like
a
it.
Cool deal.
It's good.
Yeah, I'll throw out one more thing. Tables, chairs, rows, seating, permanent seating. It can all work. So if you're locked into, hey, we need the space, so we have to kind of be crowded and we got rid of tables and I love tables and now we don't have tables. God can use all of it. Like there might be preferences and styles and different benefits, but if you're trapped for space sake, what a great problem to have. And embrace that. Embrace that you're in rows or that it's crowded and, you know, God can use all of it.
Yeah. I think that was one of the things that we talked about at DYM 100 a little bit, you and I did when we did a Q&A portion, is that, you know, I did 30 years of youth ministry in a church without ever having a room or a building.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we would have a tent. We had a tent that was kind of ours, but it was also multi-use space.
Oh yeah, it was
portables,
used for tons of other things.
So you can do youth ministry without space, rented space, homes, the whole bit. I think that's one of the things that people, because there are people listening that are going, "Man, I'd give anything for it. Who cares if we can't move the chairs?"
Right.
You're right.
Any space.
Yeah. But to our friend who, you know, needs a little bit of help, and even Josh, the idea of that first row being further back, you can change that by putting couches. You know, couches in front of the rows and the stage.
Yeah.
And that kind of becomes prime seating, even on sitting people on stage. You know,
right.
Creating kind of some VIP seating or something like that.
Well, even if they could win it during the game, so you're using DYM Games or Games App or something, and then they win the best seats and there's snacks there, that's fun. I love it.
That's great.
Yeah.
For high school, I think that's a great idea.
You don't want junior hires on stage?
For middle school, it would be tricky.
Yeah.
It would be tricky during the message. Yeah.
But middle schoolers, you can literally pile them on top of each other and they're fine.
And that's something to look at.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, it's interesting, even as you talked, Katie, about your room being different, junior high room being different from high school room.
Yeah.
I mean, that was also part of strategy too,
really
designing the building so that it has a little bit of a different look and feel.
Yeah.
You know,
and I do think our age groups need some different space. Like I think my age group really does thrive in that kind of more multi-use space. And I think high schoolers are
absolutely
attached to having a little bit more of a different vibe. So
I think a different vibe is healthy too in the handoff too, because you want to go, hey, you're kind of, you're moving into high school now.
Yeah.
So things are a little different. We're not in a gym. Mm-hmm. We're going to take things in a little different direction. I think that's healthy and good. Yeah, like a progression, if possible.
My youth group was a lot smaller, and we used to have all chairs set up. When we got too big for the room, we ditched the chairs completely, and the kids sat on the floor on youth group night.
Yeah.
And it also, but it opened up, worship was like one of our high, high values in that room as well.
For sure.
And so.
You mean singing?
No, I meant worship.
Singing along to Supersounds music. Okay.
Worship singing.
Fields always has to care about
scripture reading.
I just like to worship when I listen to God's word being taught.
I do too.
I like to worship when I interact with other people. I like to worship through prayer.
But you don't like to worship through singing?
No, I like to worship through singing. I just don't think that's the only way to worship.
He doesn't worship through clapping, though. It's not pretty.
That's true.
Rhythm. So yeah, it really opened things up, I think, for the kids experientially when we took out the chairs too. So it was good.
Yeah. I think one thing I'd say about a room is that if you're the leader of the room, you own that room. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just for an hour, you own that room. So meaning that if the chairs are not set up the way that you want them, if they are too far back from stage, if whatever, like I'll go in anytime I speak, and I did it at Orange. I was just at Harrisburg or wherever I was, and I told the guy, I am so sorry, but this is how I like the room being set up. And we pulled some chairs, we stacked some chairs out of the back, because I always want people to feel it's better dynamic if it feels crowded.
So, I agree.
You know, if you have a lot of room in the back, you know, move your couches in up tight, everybody in front of the couches or whatever. The smaller the room, the more crowded the space, the more fun the dynamic of the room is. Anyway, good question. This is a another DYM 100 guy, Kyle Curry.
Oh, Kyle,
First off, thank you for putting together the DYM 100. I had a rad opportunity to be at the DYM 100.
Yes,
it was truly ministry changing for me. So that's kind of like what you said.
I like Kyle. He's a good dude.
He's great. But what I feel you guys really dropped the ball on was the fact that Justin Curl didn't get a real girlfriend out of his three dates. I roomed with him in a host home, and he's a rad guy. And let me tell you, he looks so sweet and peaceful sleeping. Wait, never mind. So here's what we did. Justin Curl wrote in several episodes ago, and he talked about being single and how difficult it is to be single in church and how I meet other singles.
296 or something like that.
How old is he? Do you know?
Mid-20s.
And we said, well, hey, Justin, if you come out to the DYM 100, we will set you up.
Yes.
I don't even know if we told him that or not, or if we just surprised him.
We surprised him.
Okay.
But those were real dates. Caroline?
Born in 91.
Yeah, so he's 25.
Okay.
It's a great age.
So is we set him up with three lovely women, and we gave him dates. Mm-hmm. There.
In-N-Out truck, coffee date, I think a walking around the lake date with Mandy that probably didn't happen. But that's not our fault.
No.
We set him up. We brought him on stage.
We gave him plenty of opportunity.
He should be engaged right now.
Caroline texted us and said, I'm just enjoying the last few minutes of being single before her date. Apparently, Justin dropped the ball.
She also tried on Kathy's wedding ring afterwards and was wandering around pretending she had an engagement ring.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's
fantastic.
Could you pick up that, Elliot? Could you hear Allison? Yeah, it's hard kind of not to hear. But yes, they went out on.
I love you, Allison. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud.
Allison has the greatest laugh in the office.
She does.
Every time she laughs, not only do I hear her laugh, but I watch my windows and they're like, wah, wah, wah.
You know. It's infectious.
Hey, you know who Justin Curl didn't go on a date with? Allison Hibbard. Yeah. That feels like a missed opportunity.
Well, Allison was running the show. We really didn't care about Justin that much to give him the opportunity to date Allison.
She's a big deal.
Oh,
she's
she doesn't date commoners.
No.
Yeah.
You can't just set her up with
somebody. She doesn't date hill people.
She's a big deal.
25.
Okay, I'll tell you the truth. She's on a couple dating apps and
Bumble.
She dates commoners. So this is from Matt Adams. Matt was also at DYM 100.
Fantastic.
He says, I asked this question to the married panel at DYM 100. So we had a marriage panel of three different couples there on stage.
Princess
and
Bride, we got
Josh was emceeing that and says, I saw my letter handed to Josh. He read it and he threw it on the ground.
Oh, I did. Oh, yeah. I did.
But look what it in he my threw it on the groan.
Threw it on the groan. There were so many great questions. We had a limited amount of time.
Yeah, then he says, kind of hurt my feelings.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing.
I was going through them fast.
All right, we don't have much time, but here's the question. Being on staff at church, there are always issues that are happening that stress me out or worry me. How do you decide what to share with your spouse out of openness with them and what to keep to yourself in order to protect them from having to carry the worry and stress as well?
Question, yeah, Josh.
Yeah, I wish we had question. Time for it.
There was a lot of good.
There
questions.
Were so many good questions.
Yeah, there were.
Yeah.
So what do you say?
I'll go first. My wife and I we're total partners, and so I do protect her from a few things, but not much. I'm not sure I have a criteria that I could outline like three bullet points to not share this with your spouse, but we talk through everything. She's a great. She knows that I appreciate verbal processing. And she's at home with four kids and really wants to kind of be in an adult conversation as well. Mm-hmm. So it's beneficial for both of us. And I share a lot, maybe too much.
And maybe on the downside of that, then she gets so emotionally involved. And so when you've been hurt by a loss or something
without a doubt,
then she's ticked.
And all she has is one perspective. She's not going to go to them. That's my job. Yeah. So all she has, and so I'm sitting there in church going, oh man, this person, da 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 da. She could be feeling that same way because I have led her there. Yeah. So I want to be careful, but I don't have a ton of boundaries. We have a lot of...
And a lot of your life.
Exactly. Yeah. We have a lot of conversations about the stuff that's going on at church. Good, bad, and ugly. Yeah.
So that's what's dangerous, right? I mean, if you become someone that like comes home and complains to your wife all the time about
or husband.
Your boss... Well, we're husband, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you come and complain to them,
I have a husband.
Well, then they have a trouble sitting in church. They don't even want to listen to this pastor
because
they have no respect for him. So I think you really got to...
Or her.
Yeah. Well, I'm just taking a moment myself personally.
Wow. It's just one male.
I know you don't believe these.
One male pronoun after
Katie's
another.
Strong enough in her own personality to not listen to you.
Yes,
guys.
He's very strong.
Anyway. Wow. Yeah.
I think that's the only time I'm protective with Ron is when I think it'll have a relational impact for him.
Yes.
So he has, you know, people that have been my boss or that I work with that are his friends who he loves. I'm just really careful about not impacting those friendships. And so there's times where I'm frustrated with my boss or whatever.
Absolutely.
And there's times that I resolve things quicker than I tell him, you know, like I'll resolve something in a 24-hour period and he'll hang on to something because he's protective of me. And so I've just learned that when I know there are friends, his friends in the mix or people that he really loves, I might kind of vent something out or vet something with someone else that I trust. And then, hey, I had this tough moment with Josh today, but here's kind of how I came out of that and almost in a resolved way. So still
like
communicating
that.
With him and giving him the information. So I'm not keeping anything from him, but sometimes there are things out of protection of his friendships that I just want to be
cool.
cautious of, you know, and make sure that those stay intact because I can be mad at Kurt, but Ron doesn't need to be mad at Kurt because we just had a frustrating moment over the budget. Like that's that. Mm-hmm. I don't want that to impact Ron and Kurt's relationship.
Sure.
Does that make
Smart.
Sense? So
smart.
Yeah.
Personally, like something that I've had to guard my own heart from that I do often is if I start to get the pattern of always complaining and being cynical and being someone that just kind of grumbles at home and say like, oh, Julie's a safe place, so I can just always go to her and take it out.
Dump, yeah.
I mean, that's bad. And so I guess that's a challenge to, you know, all the listeners out of my own personal failure is like guard your heart from that because it really is a hard issue. How much do you come home and complain versus, you know, working through some of that stuff?
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, though, if you don't process things with your spouse, at some point you're going to be like, okay, it's time for us to leave this church. And he or she is going to be like, wait, what do you mean? I had no idea. You know, if you haven't involved them in the dialogue and process of this journey, it could feel very one way, too. So I'm totally in agreement with what you're saying, but I also think don't be afraid to talk some stuff out. My wife can sniff my like spin. She can identify my arrogance in a heartbeat. Yeah. And so, yeah, hurt people, hurt people. I think sometimes it's good for me to get a little bit of a pushback from her, sure. which she does with great regularity. Like, Josh, it sounds like you're a real jerk today, and I'm defending myself. She's quick to call that out. That's good, too.
Yeah.
I think there's an element of having some outside people outside of your church that you can talk to. You know, there are some things, you know, over so many years in ministry with affairs and emotional affairs and different things where I went, I'm not sure. Like, I went to Jim Burns, who was my youth pastor, mm-hmm. who didn't go to our church. It wasn't divisive. It was, you know, so I just needed somebody safe to talk to a little bit, sure. like, how much do I involve Kathy in this? Because if I involve Kathy in this, she's going to be wounded, you know, and not want to sit in church. Mm-hmm. And then there were also times where I didn't take things to her, and that backfired as well, because then she'd be having a conversation with somebody, and that person would go, did you know that me and your husband, you know, what'd you think about me and Doug getting in that big fight? And she's like, I don't know. I didn't know anything about it. And she's like, why didn't you tell me about that fight you had with Megan Hutchinson? I'm like, because that's like weekly.
Yeah, every day with Megan. She's,
So there were times when it backfired. So I go back to like your original statement. We unpacked it in a bunch of different ways, Josh. Yeah. But you said I have no clear. You know, we don't. Here's the prescription on how you handle this. I think it depends on your marriage. I think it depends on, you know, the severity of what is shared. You know, there's just some things that are better kept unsaid at times. And I think you question your heart whether you're always going home complaining, because that can, you know, can feed into it. And in some ways that can give your spouse an identity in terms of like, well, yeah, I want to get, you know, I'm totally. A stay-at-home dad or I'm a stay-at-home mom, and this gives me something to get all mad about. Mm. I just think it's a great question. There's no easy answers.
Yeah.
You're going to have to figure out the journey.
I'm sure glad we saved it for right now instead of doing it at the D100.
Ask your spouse maybe too. Like,
that's good.
What do they want to know? You know, where do you feel like you want me to pull you in? And where do you feel like I don't need to know that stuff? Like, help them.
Yeah, please don't involve me in certain parts.
Let them create some boundaries, too, because Ron has done that, too. Like, I don't need to know that. Yeah. You know, or like some of that, which is good for me to hear. Like, okay, great. So
I can carry that.
Let them be a part of that burden.
I like that a lot, because everybody's wired differently.
Mm-hmm. What were the lines that you said about Ron? He only needs two things.
He needs to know what's for dinner
and
something to look forward to. So, and he's a happy guy.
That's great. That's right. That's most of my life as well. I like Ron a lot. He's a good dude.
Like, every week I have something to look forward to with you.
You guys had fun after Orange Tour. I saw your Instagrams. It looked awesome.
We went to DC for
the weekend. Such a good dude.
I think what's for dinner and something to look forward to.
Yeah.
I whispered to Kathy and said, I can think of a third one. Katie doesn't want to say it.
Well, I was thinking that was what you were looking forward to.
Maybe that's what you're looking forward to. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to put those dates on the calendar.
Yeah.
It's unspoken.
Every Thursday. Yeah. Every other Thursday.
Totally. Watch TV together,
as I get older.
Every Thursday.
One Thursday a month.
Wow, Josh. That's
and as you get much older.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't talk to your wife about all those things that you're doing.
That's
other things to do. All right, you guys, look. This is show 301. It's kind of the DYM 100 debrief show. In show 302, we're not even going to talk about DYM 100. We've got questions about small group leaders. Cool. We've got questions about volunteers.
Oh, so it's the Katie show.
There's a guy who got fired from a church, but there's also a guy who.
That's a little.
Save it for the next show.
McGill's not here. We start taking shots.
There's a letter from a person who works at a great church to kind of balance.
It's a Jason show.
I'm excited.
We got good stuff going on. Hopefully, between now and the few minutes when we record the next show, we won't lose another sponsor. But if you have questions,
so it's a Doug show.
Yeah. Send it in to podcast@downloadyouthministry.com. podcast@downloadyouthministry.com. And if you are a member, let us know that you're a DYM member. If you're a rewinder, if you've been to the DYM 100, let us know.
Because
we all have favorites.
The ultimate insiders, if you've been to the DYM 100.
There you
Is
go.
Is that what they're called now?
Just ask Josh's kids.
They should have a name.
I don't even get that.
We all have favorites.
We all have favorites.
Oh. Yeah.
But this week?
I said that.
This week, Christian.
Didn't I?
He's my favorite.
You said we all have favorites. It just has Josh's kids.
Yeah. Last week was so awesome. Although Alexis got her braces off today. She looks so cute.
She's so old, I bet.
Are you saying she didn't when she had her braces?
Yeah, that's hurtful. No one does. No one
braces
does.
Aren't cute.
Yeah, they're not cute. Sorry.
No, they were with her. Her hair, that
she does have great.
Big old moppy hair.
She's
I
got,
love
like,
that.
White, curly hair.
Anyway, the show's brought to you by Orange.
Not Azusa Pacific.
No longer. What if that became our bit? We just.
Or sponsored by Not Azusa Pacific.
Not Azusa. And we should pick a different college. Hey, I could have done this a long time ago. Couldn't have paid you guys at all. And you still mentioned our.
Go to Liberty University. That's Liberty.
All right. See you next show.
Thanks,
Elliot.